Welcome everybody to the week three term two staff podcast. Past week has been another busy one. I want to thank all of the year 10 teachers who are involved in year 10 work experience, and in particular the PLP teachers who went and did some visits. It was great to see and hear about the positive stories that the year 10 teachers were able to give informally around the various placements that went on during the week. It was wonderful to hear that the number of students who had gone out into the workforce for that week for their PLP studies and it was a real positive. And I think that, again, it was a really great promotion of the school and the work that's being done at PLP level. So thank you, everybody. Friday night was this Year 12 formal. I want to thank everyone involved in the preparation for the night. It was a large number of people that attended. Those sorts of events do not run without careful preparation. So thank you to the senior school staff team. Greg Fitzgerald did a wonderful job of emceeing the night and the behaviour and of the student cohort, both the dates and also the students themselves was wonderful. I really appreciate the number of staff that gave up their Friday night to do a little bit of supervision, have a lovely meal and spend some time with those Year 12s. I know it was appreciated. This week ahead, we have got a focus on Year 9 NAPLAN. That's obviously the last lot of testing that this particular cohort of students will be doing in the NAPLAN testing. We want to make sure that this is as positive experience as we possibly can. And I know the middle school team have got some plans to have a little celebration on Friday. Want to try and get those students to do those tests as best they possibly can so that we can get some accurate data and see the level of improvement that's happening, particularly around writing. On Wednesday the 15th, we've got some sessions around cyber safety. That's a group that we've used in previous years and we thought that it was worth getting them back. So thank you to Amy O'Brien for taking the lead on that with the wellbeing team in organising that, and that will be the focus for our staff meeting at 3:40 on Wednesday, just as a follow-up from those student sessions. Scott Bayliss will also be visiting us on the Wednesday the 15th. He's running a principal's meeting or site leaders meeting, both physically in the room 43, but also via video conference in Teams for those leaders across the district that can't physically come to the meeting. He's talking to us about the fibre optic rollout, and so that will be an exciting thing to hear what the plans are for this district over the next 12 months. Fibre to each school site and kindy site will certainly increase the speed and the consistency of the internet, and it will also reduce the costs that are incurred by school around filtering and software to make that all happen. And he's also going to be talking about the progress of the EMS and what that looks like for Port Lincoln High School and also the other schools in the area. So looking forward to that. I am going to mention that we are continuing to have year-level assemblies weekly. So for the middle school students, they're happening Wednesday mornings on a three-weekly rotation, and I'm catching up with the senior students every couple of weeks as well. The common themes that are coming through those I wanted to share with you. We've made inroads on students using their mobile phones in class, and what we're telling those students is they are to not assume that they can use those devices, but they need to ask for permission to do that. That includes supervised study. So I'd really like you to follow along with that and encourage students to make an active effort to ask you to use those devices. The second thing that we've really had a hard push on is school uniform. I think that's had a positive impact across the school. There are some students who struggle to get into uniform because of their socioeconomic background, and we're certainly able to assist those students. We're doing that quietly. Amy O'Brien and Leslie Warren are doing that, so we've got a mechanism to be able to do that. The third push has been around hats in class. I'd like us to make a firmer line on that. I think it's a line of respect that we need to push. So I again would encourage all staff to remind students that hats on in class is not appropriate and that they need to be removed. And clearly as a group of staff, we need to make sure that we adhere to that as well. The fourth thing that is a new thing that I spoke to the Year 11s this week gone, and I'm going to talk to the middle school students as well, and that is around older students or senior students talking to younger students around their behaviour, particularly in public areas, in the schoolyard, the resource centre, senior floors, STEM areas as well, and encouraging the senior students to take a lead around those sorts of negative behaviours, particularly loud classroom behaviour. We're coming at it from a supervised study point of view and encouraging those senior students to stand up for themselves gently and nicely, but saying that they've got some work to do and they need to curb any negative behaviour from a younger student point of view. What I've said to those Year 11s, and I'll certainly say to the Year 12s when I see them next, is that there will be staff back up to that. So if middle school students choose to have a negative reaction to them, we'll support them on that. But I think it is about time that we actually have our senior schools take that positive lead and start to curb some of the younger behaviour in a more positive direction. Clearly, those middle school students will become the senior school students, and we get into a rotation or a cycle, really, where the older students are taking the lead. And I think that's a much better and healthier way rather than it always being about staff being the police officers. So, again, if you can support our senior students on that, particularly in a supervised study sense, that would be wonderful. To finish off, we have a little funny gag. As a scarecrow, people say I'm outstanding in my field. But, hey, it's all in my genes. Have a lovely week, everybody.